brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we got Max Keiser on the imploding stock markets worldwide joining us in 30 minutes. Justin, Evan, James, John, Raul, others who are former military, current military, police. I want your view on the public rebranding that conservatives, libertarians, returning veterans, and white people are the new number one threat. The White House has said it. The vice president said it. They got TV ads now running. I've seen six different ones, and every one of them, all the terrorists are white. Those reporting them are minorities. I mean, this is crazy. So they're rolling it out that everybody's a terrorist. They've already taught us the brown people are terrorists, and whites said, yeah, well, it's only for the brown people. Well, now you're learning it's for everybody. And I told you this was coming. Justin got out of the Marines, a Marine veteran, but he has friends that are Marines currently, and he says they're waking up. They don't buy the Navy SEALs. Helicopter going down. Please continue.
Sorry, it was James, not
Justin. I'm sorry. The phone system says Justin, and that's I love Harmon, but he loves to torture me by putting the wrong name in there.
That's
I'm just right. joking.
No, a lot of the military veterans, every one of them I know, is like, forget this. This is a joke. Air Force, Navy, Marines especially the Marines. And the Marines that are still in, they're all waking up. We're all contacting our friends. I predicted to Anders Breivik, I told my friends in the military, hey, they're going to stage white terror attacks over in Europe, and then they're going to start doing them in the U.S. It happened. They texted me. They're all believing me now. And I'm telling you, the U.S. military is waking up, and they screwed with the wrong people.
Well, and by the way, it wasn't Harmon messed up. They've got a new phone system that's all computerized and fancy. And I went to James. There is a Justin. You're James in Arizona. I'm going to Justin in California in a little while. So I apologize for getting that wrong. But I want to go back to what you just said, because that's big. Because we laid out their battle plan in their internal memos that leaked and others, that they were going to stage attacks, I said, probably in Europe first, say that right-wingers were doing it so they can continue to destroy Europe's sovereignty and absorb it into the multicultural EU controlled by the bankers, who will then play the different groups off against each other. As soon as they've got enough foreigners in to be able to checkmate the indigenous populations, they'll shut the borders down. It's all part of a balanced divide and conquer. You're saying that you warned your military buddies about that, then they saw it happen, and that really woke them up?
Yes, that's correct. I repeated it word for word. I said they were going to do right-wing attacks in Europe, and I said that they're going to start piping it over here in the U.S., and they're seeing it. And a lot of them are minorities. A lot of them are, like, Hispanic or whatever, and they're all like, yeah, man, this is messed up. And they're starting to learn the Constitution, and they're talking about it amongst their friends. And the Marines are especially ticked off at the Don't Ask, Don't Tell stuff, but that's a personal issue. And it really, they've really messed up. They overplayed their hand. Nobody's buying it anymore. A lot of people are even waking up to Perry and the right wing and all these Bushites running around too. So we've done pretty good in waking people up, and they're starting to see it, because I've been just bashing the message out there, and a lot of former military, and I see why the DHS is so afraid of former military, because we're trained, we're smart, and guess what? We're the first ones that wake up, and we're getting the message out there. Really
well, that is the thing. People join the military because they want to make a difference. They want to stand up against evil. They have that warrior spirit to defend and follow that instinct. The problem is then you join a system at the top controlled by the globalist, then you wake up to that. Now you're the threat. You're not like these yuppies that just want to act cool all day and, go surfing or play golf. And I'm not saying playing golf or surfing's bad. I like it as much as the next person. The point is that's all they want to do. They're not going to stand up and speak out. And they know it's the military type who does have the initiative and is trained to take action, and they're scared to death of you. God bless you. James in Arizona, good to hear from you. All right. We come back. Evan in Michigan. John in Pennsylvania, Raul in Florida, and Justin in California and others. The toll-free number to join us. I'd like to hear from some police officers on this. And did I not tell you they were going to switch it from Al-Qaeda to the Tea Party? And now you're seeing it. I told you. We'll be right back.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is
Dr. Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt-cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you missed the last caller, in the last few years, he told all his Marine Corps buddies, he said, you watch, they're going to start staging right-wing attacks in Europe, then they'll come to the United States to blame the Tea Party. They're going to rebrand the war on terror onto constitutionalists, Ron Paul supporters. And now that it indeed is happening exactly as I said it would, he said the military is really waking up and freaking out. You see, it's our power to research history, to study the globalist. It's our capacity to truly grasp reality. It's not that hard once you start doing it. That's what's so scary about this. The power of analysis that I have is not hard. You've just got to be willing to face reality, study history. And after you've studied this for a few years in depth and learned what's real from false, and then it becomes just absolutely more and more transparent. It's like a pair of binoculars, and you're looking at a deer 200 yards away, and you put them up to your eyes. You got to focus them. You got to get them set for the spacing of your eyes. And then as you roll the focus lever and the zoom lever, it comes right into focus. You're like, wow, how did I not see that before? You can even see a fly, you know, sitting on the deer's ear. You can see it twitch its ear and the fly away. A couple nights ago, I was watching deer through binoculars, hence the analogy. And it's that simple. You just got to bring things into focus, and the mainstream media is designed to not bring it into focus. People then say, well, Alex, why do you then cover mainstream media? Well, they'll come out and say, that stock prices are plunging, and they'll give you some false reason for why it's happening. But then buried in the article, they'll admit also on inflation fears. So more and more, the information's there. It's just the way they spin it. There's different types of stuff. There's outright lies that the media engages in, like when they said that Rand Paul wasn't a medical doctor, or when they said he kidnapped women. Those were outright dirty trick lies. But then there's other types of deception where they lie by omission, where they only tell you part of the story, or they spin the information that's there. And so one of the biggest things that people detract from the show is they say, Jones says don't trust the mainstream media, but he quotes from it all day. Well, yeah, of course I do. I'll take a press release by Homeland Security and a video where they say, hey, we're trying to keep you safe. Here's a new PSA. And we take their own information and say, look at what this is really saying. See, it's called discernment. It's called analysis. We analyze what they're doing. So they outright lie. They spin. They obfuscate. They flip-flop. But they also sometimes tell the truth, especially if it's an issue of little or no significance. Let's go ahead and take more calls here. Let's talk to Evan in Michigan. Thanks for holding her on the air.
Hi, Alex. I just want to thank you and commend you for what you did versus Rush Limbaugh, that pathetic loser. You know, I'm a member in the Navy right now, and I'm actually taking initiatives since I've heard the last caller, you know, educating his fellow Marines. I'm going to take the same initiative and educate my fellow Navy members around me. A lot of them, they're going to get deployed to Iraq and Afghanistan this year, so sadly, but you know, I'm going to tell them that they're not going to turn against their citizens. And, you know, it's wonderful, you know, to hear that you are a voice of reason in there for us, for all of us.
Well, by the way, I'm just one person. I'm just a small focal point in the larger fabric that's humanity. But the fact that Ron Paul is the main front runner shows how far the movement for liberty's come. The fact that Rick Perry has to talk about the Federal Reserve as being treasonous, that shows how far we've come. The fact that in city after city we get top ratings, not just in talk radio, but even in music or total listening audience, shows that these ideas are popular. The fact that Ron Paul, last election and now again this election, and we posted the mainstream articles about this, has gotten more contributions than all other Republicans combined from the military. He's gotten more than Obama has gotten. So that right there is an example that our military is awake, and that's why Homeland Security says the number one terror threat is our military.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's true. I don't doubt it for a minute, you know, and I'm one of them that has been, who's been donating for Ron Paul's campaign since 2007. I'm even taking it to further level. I'm educating all my members about Ron Paul, and they keep asking me, who's Ron Paul? I said, Ron Paul is a constitutionalist. He's been running for presidency a long time, and he's the most consistent American who's been spreading the message of liberty, peace, and sound money. And
well, he's not even the most consistent. He is the most consistent because he's 100% consistent. If somebody else was 100% consistent, and I didn't even totally agree with their policies, but overall they were good, I would vote for them. It's ridiculous how good he is. It's ridiculous how accurate he's been, how informed he is, how dedicated, how stoic, how focused, how incredibly energetic he is. It is a joke. It is so archetypal that he's the man of the hour, right as America is faced with total global government, total police state, total implosion. We have a chance to elect him. I mean, again, that's how the universe works. For every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. And this is our chance. God bless you. I appreciate your call, Evan. Now I'm asking people out there, I'm asking listeners out there, military, former police, current police, former military, what do you think of the rebranding that the terrorists aren't Al-Qaeda anymore? It's that veteran. It's that gun owner. It's that farmer. It's that Ron Paul supporter. It's that white person. Whites are the new Al-Qaeda, and I told you this was coming. I saw it in the internal memos years ago that were leaked to us. Now they're going public because they're getting ready to start the provocateur events and the purely staged events. They're going to find mentally ill, ex-prisoner white people that they're going to recruit in and lead to try to get them to blow up a school bus or something or bomb a federal building. And if they can find idiots, they'll do it that way. That'll be FBI run, always is. But if they have to, they're going to call in contractors who just do it on their own. Then they'll just drug up somebody, some ex-con or something who's a Ron Paul supporter. It's coming. It's coming. Okay? I mean, just to keep Rand from becoming senator, they said he was kidnapping women. Okay? And that he wasn't a medical doctor. Okay? It was all lies. They're now announcing they're going to play the race car on Ron Paul. Politico is. With the same bull about the dozens and dozens of newsletters that he lent his name to pre-popularity of the internet. And I noticed the publications in the last election never quoted him. They would just say these newsletters are full of racism and homophobia. And then they would, I actually went and found the newsletters, and it would be stuff like, blacks should become dependent through the welfare state. This is terrible. It's destroyed their communities. How is that racist? Everybody's becoming dependent. Or homosexuals are trying to recruit in the schools. That's homophobic? I mean, don't recruit sexually, period, in the schools. And it was other writers, too. It wasn't even... I mean, the point is, they're now going to that attack pattern. But if you notice the Politico article, and I shot a video about this yesterday, headlined, Media Plays Race Card Against Ron Paul, it just says, this publication says Ron Paul did this. And then you go to that publication, they have no quotes. They have nothing. They just tell you, he's not a doctor. He hurts little kittens. They're scared, folks. They're scared, which is all the evidence you need of how good he is. John in PA, the father of a military son, he's got his view on the government saying that the military is the number one terror threat in the new Al-Qaeda. Go ahead, John.
Hi, Alex. This is great. First off, I wanted to tell you that my son is an IA in Iraq right now. He runs a Phalanx gun. He shoots down incoming. But what I wanted to tell you about was a conversation he had with his chief petty officer on the way to the gym. You ever heard two guys talking about the Promise Keepers? And the next thing you know, there's five or six sailors on that ship all talking about how they were supported the Promise Keepers or they were a member of the Promise Keepers. And he didn't even try to solicit it. He was just on his way to the gym, and he heard these guys, and he started talking to them. They want to support the Constitution. Hello?
Absolutely. Now, they're the Promise Keepers, you know, that promise to be good Christian men, and that's great. And not be worldly, but there's also the Oath Keepers. Was it Promise Keepers or Oath Keepers?
Oath Keepers, Alex. I'm sorry. I got the wrong one. Oath Keepers. Yeah. The guys who swear to abide and protect and defend the Constitution. You know, that's one thing in the Navy they still have in their oath. When I went to his out of boot camp out in above Chicago, up in Great Lakes, all those fine young men all took an oath to defend the Constitution. And the other thing I wanted to tell you is that all these young men, like, we're about 3 or 4 hours drive out of Norfolk, so when they had all the classes, he used to drag up 5 and 6 guys at a time. We'd open up our house to them. All of them had these great positive attitudes. My son's awake, and I show a lot of the guys come up here, Endgame and Freedom of Fascism, all these movies. And you know what the half of them said? Let it happen. We're going to fight, and we're going to win. They can't wait for the globalists to make their move. They can't wait. These guys are positive, and they're people that, like you said, they're people that do things. They're active. You know, they didn't sign up to protect our country just to sit around and draw a check. And that's what some of the globalists, if they're dependent on these guys to turn on us, they're greatly mistaken.
Well, absolutely. I appreciate your call and say hi to your son and tell him we appreciate his service to the Republic. You know, if you look at the general enlisted oath, they do swear to the Constitution and the President. But if you look at the officers, it's to the Constitution. And that's why officers are commissioned by Congress. Because our founders didn't trust the President to be in command of the military. Purely. The Congress directs the president who the enemy is. He then prosecutes as the commander-in-chief, but the officers and the separation of power, Congress has commissioned them.
They're poisoning the water with fluoride. They're spraying the air with heavy metals. Why and what can you do to defend your family? This week at waterwebinar.com, in an all-new free live online webinar, Earth's most powerful cleansing secret is being revealed. A secret they don't want you to know about. Find out how to take fluoride and heavy metals out of your water and your body. Use it to neutralize deadly inorganic particles like lead, aluminum, even mercury, and remove these accumulated poisons from your body. Go to waterwebinar.com, a water secret so powerful, some have called it the number one threat to the entire New World Order health agenda. It was even used during Chernobyl to clean up nuclear contamination. Go to waterwebinar.com now and sign up for free to find out how to turn the worst water on this planet into pristine, clear drinking water which heals your body. You can take your water freedom into your own hands and defend yourself and your family from the globalist health agenda. Don't get left behind. It's your life, your water, your freedom. Fight for it. Go to waterwebinar.com now.
Congratulations to our friends at eFoodsDirect.com. In August, they celebrate 30 years in the long-term storable food business. To celebrate, eFoodsDirect.com is offering the lowest price ever on their one-year Freedom Food Supply, even less than the price in 1981. For a limited time, you get 30% off a one-year Freedom Supply, which provides three hearty meals per day for one adult. The Freedom Supply includes a large variety of fruits and vegetables, dairy, legumes, grains, sprouting seeds, and more. Plus, you get a generous supply of their quick fix meals. This is the most complete, extensive, and affordable unit they have ever offered. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get 30% off a one-year food supply. If you have ever considered getting a supply, now is the time. Call 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
If you drive for a living, you don't get paid to stop or wait in line. Keep your wheels moving with PrePass. Bypass weigh stations. Fly by port of entry facilities. Stay moving at highway speed while the guy without PrePass waits in line. Save time, save money. Call 888-401-PASS to try PrePass free. That's 888-401-PASS.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Life Before the Collapse, vinyl LP by The Lost Vegas. Life Before the Collapse by The Lost Vegas on 180-gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Why don't we Life Before the Collapse by The Lost Vegas.
The Lost Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
I was just watching Fox Business during the break out there on the television. And it showed every arrow of every stock in the 3-minute break aiming straight down red, with the stock market now down over 400 points, except for two, gold and silver. Gold and silver were aiming up, and then it was showing gold and silver stocks. Most of those were up as well. Not because they're really up, but because the dollar is being devalued, ladies and gentlemen. And it's that simple. We've got Max Keiser joining us coming up here in the next segment to break down what's happening in the markets, and I got a bunch of other news we're going to be covering. But right now, let us take another call to Raul in Florida. He's a former Marine, and he's got, I guess, a comment on the fact that Big Sis is running national TV ads. In ad after ad, the terrorists are all white. And the president and the vice president say it's the Tea Party. They're getting ready to attack us. Gee, when the Tea Party supposedly attacks folks, is this a little obvious this is a setup? I mean, how dumb do they think we are? Your comment, Raul.
Hey, Alex, how you doing? Yeah, I'm an ex-Marine. A few quick comments. Anybody that's in the service should watch the movie Beyond Treason. I don't know if you've seen it, but it was
absolutely.
That,
Dave Von Kleist and Joyce Riley, excellent about the DU and how they didn't take care of the troops.
I send you an email. I don't know who got it. I don't want to discuss it on air, but the ticket number is 266130. And if you read it, what I said on that email happens, I'll be calling you in the future. That's all I can say. Someone or something that told me about 9/11 and the tsunami in Japan. And if this happens, what I saw on that email, well, I'll have to contact you in the future then.
Well, let me stop you. What's your Infowars.com email ticket number again?
266130.
266130?
That's right.
Okay, we'll pull that up right now. What do you think of the rebranding over now to basically saying anybody who doesn't like global government, you're terrorists now?
Well, I think that the closer they get, obviously the people are going to be waking up faster and faster, and it drives them to make or take desperate measures, you know. So things are going to become more irrational. The things that they say now are just going to become more rational. And people just need to open up their eyes and see how things change so quickly that maybe a year ago nobody would even mention that on TV, and now they're saying things that are just don't make sense, you know. So how
quickly? Well, it's simple. Exactly. They're the terrorist. They know we're on to them, and they're going to now say we're the terrorist, and they're also going to then pose as us as well. They're going to hit us from every angle and come out and talk bad about the New World Order and talk bad about the Federal Reserve like Newt Gingrich and Rick Perry are doing right now. But their history shows they've always served it. They're so desperate because of Ron Paul, they're trying to become him. Let's go. I'm going to bring that up to Max Keiser, too, not just on the economy. I'm going to get his take on the awakening that's happening. Thank you so much, sir. Let's talk to a retired police officer, Jake, in Chicago. Then we'll get to Barack, Justin, Joe, and others. Go ahead, Jake. You're on the air.
Alex, thank you for taking my call. I appreciate it. I used to be a police officer with the sheriff's office in Chicago. And I can tell you, and I left there several years back. I'm now a doctor of metaphysics, which is a complete different deal. But the interesting thing is when I was doing police work, we handled people in a completely different fashion, and we were always told to be mindful of the way that we dealt with minority people so that it could never be construed that we were doing anything that would be considered prejudicial. And to see this swing completely, like, blows my mind. And I started taking notice. Wherever I go, I notice that almost every police department in the Chicago suburbs and whatnot, they're dressing like military now. They don't dress like cops because you used to have an inspection, a pressed uniform, so that you put on a nice image so that when you went out into the public, you...
Yeah, the old-fashioned police officer. Instead, they look like Mexican paramilitary police.
Exactly. And when I started seeing that, I'm like, everybody's wearing combat boots. Nobody wears a tie anymore. They wear the little, like, Dickie-type thing underneath the shirt, like on Hill Street Blues. And I'm like, this is going military, and there's battering rams on the cars. And I'm like, we never had battering rams on the car. If we had to kick in a door, we did it the old way. We kicked in a door. So it's become a completely different world, and something that I saw this morning literally scared the hell out of me.
Stay there. I'm going to have you finish up. We're getting Max Keiser on the line, but I want you to be able to finish up and you can comment on what you say. Max Keiser, who's really, with great precision, broken down so much of what's coming in the economy. He'll be with us coming up to track the implosion of the stock market, the rise of gold. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including Turtle Tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot Turtle Toughs to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle Tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in two sizes. Get your Turtle Tough shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein powder on the market. All other whey proteins are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is now the standard by which all other whey protein powders can be measured. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Today is gonna be the day that they're gonna throw it back to you. By now you should have somehow realized what you gotta do. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. Backbeat, the word is on the street that the fire in your heart is out. I'm sure you've heard it all before, but you never.
Okay,
really,
we're going to Max Kaiser here in a moment. He's going to be with us into the next hour a bit. We will then shift gears into some phone calls for Max with your economic questions after we've finished up with the callers that are currently on the line, military, police, and others. Are you concerned about the rebranding now? They're saying, okay, it was Al-Qaeda. Now it's anybody that doesn't like the Federal Reserve, and the Tea Party's going to blow you up. When they talk about Tea Party, they mean the real Ron Paul Tea Party, not the Rick Perry Republican co-opted Tea Party, where they say, yeah, let's get the bankers. They're doing that because we're starting to win. I want to go back to Jake, a retired police officer in Chicago who's concerned about the militarization of police. We've got a bunch of other current police, former police, military, all with comments as well, and we will get to you. But first, I want to tell you about some of the sponsors that make this broadcast possible eFoods Direct is celebrating their 30th anniversary with a great deal. Save 30% on the Freedom Unit one-year food supply. Here's your chance to save over $536 off their already low price for a one-year supply of the best storable foods on the planet. This price is even lower for the same volume of food than it was when they first started back in 1981. This offer ends soon, so act now. Quantities are limited. Be prepared before you need it. Act now. The letter E, that's eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, or call 800-409-5633, 800-409-5633. They also have banners on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. If you forget about those, you can follow it there. Also, Diamond Gusset. We try to have sponsors that are made in America. This is all. The cotton's grown here. It's sewn here. Motorcycle jeans, regular jeans, other types of clothing. Great folks. Diamond Gusset jeans have a heat wave sale that you will not believe. Go to gussetclothing.com, G-U-S-S-E-T, gussetclothing.com, and take advantage of this buying opportunity. American-made quality and gusset comfort has never been so affordable. You have to try these jeans. They have marked down all of their most popular styles. The sale ends Sunday, August 21st, 2011, this Sunday. So make sure you go to gussetclothing.com today. Now, finishing up with the caller and then to Max Kaiser, Jake, you were bringing up things that you're really concerned about, the militarization of police, the goonishness of all of it. And you said you saw something on the news that really concerned you. Go ahead.
Yeah, I get a call this morning. Somebody says, Dr. Jake, I sent you a link. Check it out. And I go on there and I see this thing where Obama is telling, I believe the guy's name is Assad, telling him to step aside. And I thought, who in the hell is he to tell somebody else to step aside? And that just blew my mind, that the gall of the way things are going, the way these people are acting towards other world leaders, telling them to get out of the way. Could you imagine if somebody from China told us, hey, stop doing this or that? We'd say, mind your own business, forget about it, and we'd go about our lives, right?
Yes.
And I see that the government is rapidly becoming more militarized in its function, as opposed to being more administrative. It is becoming more of a military operation. And like I had said earlier, when I see these local police departments with battering rams, guys in combat boots, think about if a woman called and said, I hear strange noises behind my house, could you please send a car? They send guys over there that look like military guys that would scare the hell out of children. And that's not
It's
the
all
way they
part do. Of conditioning the public. They've had police chiefs admit that the black uniforms, the mask, it's meant to scare the public. They don't want police and the public being friends anymore. They want police to be revenue generators and enforcers, just like they are in Mexico. I mean, I remember going to Mexico 25 years ago, and the cops were dressed there like they're dressed here now. Same thing in North Korea. It's all about intimidation. God bless you, my friend. Look, we are going into a total depression designed by the megabanks to institute a financial dictatorship. And in the case of Assad, it is admitted that NATO, the United States, and Israel have been shipping arms across the border to radical Muslim groups, because he's got a secular government, to overthrow them. Just like they just helped overthrow Mubarak, the old dictator, and are putting in the Muslim Brotherhood. Only so they can have another war with the Shiites and others in a couple of years. The globalists are that cold-blooded. And I'm not saying Assad's a good guy, but yes, that's why they put Obama in and gave him a peace prize. Well, some people say, well, he's the man of peace. This is not a war in Libya. It is peace. You know, I was reading, I keep saying 4 months. The AP was reporting there's been a war in Libya now for 6 months. Remember Obama? War in Libya to last. In fact, guys, pull this up. Obama headline. Conflict to last days. Or Obama, NATO involvement to last days, not weeks. That involvement's 4.5 months. Been going on for a couple months before that. 6 months. They're blowing up their power plants, their water production. They're laying siege. They're killing civilians everywhere. because he has been building up Africa and trying to create their own banking system. That is not, the Serbs tried to do that. Not allowed. Who'd they use to take out the Serbs? Al-Qaeda, Muslim extremist. Who'd they use to attack the Russians? Al-Qaeda. Who do they use to attack us so they can then take our rights away? Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda. Joining us is Max Keiser, and I really appreciate Max coming on the broadcast with us. He has TV shows with BBC, RT, Press TV, a radio talk show host. You can go to his website, maxkeiser.com, and learn more. And he's an American broadcaster, filmmaker, and former equities broker. Worked with George Soros' son. I'll ask him about that someday. Keiser is the host of On the Edge, a program of news and analysis. Max Keiser invented the Hollywood Stock Exchange virtual trading system, virtual specialist technology used on many stock markets today. He lives in Paris, he joins us now from there via phone. Max, I want to cover the waterfront with you today. I thought that was a really informative interview we did last week with an InfoWars nightly news report, well, really the precursor to that starting September 1st. It was a InfoWars special report. I want to go over so much of what we see happening in the stock market, gold and silver exploding, where we are. I mean, I know you've predicted that we would continue to go into a depression, that you predicted that the euro would continue to collapse, and that they would call for a super euro, a, quote, financial European Union, where now the bankers through France and Germany are going to be given total control over every facet of the nation state. Same thing happening here. The global banker occupation is accelerating. I know I have you here talking about basically more of the same, but things are moving so much quicker. Now we're getting a clear image of exactly what their plan is. We're seeing newspaper headlines every day in the U.S. Casinos are the answer, just like NAFTA and GATT were the answer. The casino gulag economy you talked about, virtual currencies and video game systems. That's now, we're being told, our new economy. I mean, this is literally something like out of a nightmare science fiction movie, Max.
Yeah, agreed. I think the interesting thing to look at today would be the French banks, okay, as the continuation of the story that you just told. Today, the French banks are collapsing, and in particular, Société Générale. And the Société Générale is basically the bank that got the huge bailout during the 2008 period. It is also where all of the derivatives that were on the books of AIG were moved. So when AIG was bailed out and vis-a-vis these French banks were bailed out, the bulk of the $600 trillion in derivatives, and this is a number that the Bank of International Settlements just confirmed this week, there are over $600 trillion in derivatives floating around in the banking system. And derivatives is just a fancy word for debt. Most of that debt now sits on the books of Société Générale in France, and that bank had a market cap of $150-160 billion. It's now down to $16 billion, and the rumor here in France is that they're going to go bankrupt and that they will need another massive state bailout, and this will trigger...
Well, let me stop you, Max, because we don't have the crew to go pull all this up, but you predicted this, Bob Chapman, Webster Tarpley, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts. I mean, years ago, you guys said there's going to, after the first round of bailouts in the U.S. and Europe, there's going to be more and more bailouts. These aren't really bailouts. This is a debt derivatives black hole that we don't owe, that we can't pay back. After each raping of the population and each new austerity move, they will just simply move from Ireland to Greece to Spain to Italy to Portugal, later to France, England, and then Germany last. But instead, I mean, you've been absolutely right, it's hopping directly to France. So we've known that they were always going to, quote, bankrupt them, but am I correct in saying that it's accelerating?
It is accelerating because the hope was that at some point that the economy would grow and that there would be enough growth to grow their way out of this problem. But unfortunately, there's been a collapse in the economy. The unemployment keeps going higher. And there is no growth. Growth is going in reverse. And in countries like the UK, where they are in the process of rolling out austerity measures, there is increasing stagnation, and the population is in revolt. And the population is in revolt in countries around the world, in Athens or elsewhere. And so that's not adding to any growth. So the ability to hide the debt is becoming impossible. Now, for 25 years, it was easy to hide the debt because it was in the context of a 25-year bull market in bonds, which means that interest rates for 25 years since Reagan took office were going down. And so every time new debt was due to be paid, you could simply roll it over and add to the debt pile without actually paying it off because interest rates kept going lower. So this was, in effect, kicking the can down the road. But now you've got a situation where you've got global debt saturation, where it's impossible to hide the dirty laundry. And so now these banks are blowing up, and they're pulling out all of these unbelievably irregular, illegal banking and regulatory tricks to hide debt. If you go back to the collapse of Lehman Brothers, if you do a Google search for Repo 105, for example, Lehman Brothers was caught putting their debt onto a shadow bank a few days before they had to report their earnings to the SEC, and then taking those debts back a few days later to avoid having to report the debt. The same thing that Enron was doing.
Well, listen, I want to go over that, Max, but here's the $64 million, or I should say $64 trillion question that we've been talking about. We cover an Obama deception, fall of the Republic that you appear in and, again, predict all of this in, now out for almost 2 years. They've created 1.5 quadrillion conservatively in fake derivatives. They've gotten our pension funds, our stock markets tied up in them. And then the very criminals that engineered this Ponzi fraud are up there saying they're too big to fail and our entire world economy has to be fed into them. And the more we give them, the worse things get. And so how do we bring the criminals to justice? I mean, is there a point that it's coming to, or is their police state they put in going to protect them? And if we can't bring them to justice through some avenue, and I want to hear your ideas on that, then where are they going to lead us?
Well, the what the politicians are doing to try to avert this catastrophe, and we just heard it from Ben Bernanke, he wants to keep interest rates at zero for another 2 years or indefinitely. And so that's a catastrophe because it's 0% interest rates that created the securitization and the Ponzi scheme to begin with. To get to your point from the earlier segment, this is what Ron Paul has been pointing out for years. Suddenly people understand this, and now you've got a Rick Perry jumping on that bandwagon trying to capitalize on what Ron Paul has put 10 years into educating the public about. But those 0% interest rates are the root cause of the problem because that's how you create and securitize this debt in ways where you can move it from one balance sheet on a bank in New York to a French bank and never have it go away. And so remember that the biggest single player in the global derivatives market with $90 trillion stated on their book of derivatives is J.P. Morgan. They are the counterparty to all of this debt, to all of these banks.
Well, that was my next issue. It's the mega banks that are completely zombie and have hundreds of times the debt that governments have. We're talking about the U.S. being insolvent over $14 trillion. And then, meanwhile, we're talking about hundreds of trillions inside of these individual banks, and they're lecturing us, Max. It's insane.
Right. J.P. Morgan is effectively an appendage of the Federal Reserve Bank, and they put all of these debts, these global debts, they wash them through their balance sheet and then put them on the books of the Fed, and then the Fed puts them on the books of the BIS and Switzerland, and then the BIS ends up putting them on the books of countries like Greece and France and these other countries, and then the government ends up saying we need to impose austerity measures to pay for this debt. But the fact is that people who are suffering the austerity measures were never responsible for incurring these debts. Now they're beginning to figure it out, and that's why they're rising, because they're being asked to pay debts that they had nothing to do to incur. And they didn't get the fees when the debts were created. They're not collecting all of the bonus money and the salary bonuses to make this debt to begin with. They're just getting screwed. And the wealth and income gap, you know, that the spread between the top and the bottom has never been wider. Not even during the robber baron period did you see such an extreme wealth and income gap. And that's what's driving a lot of the unrest, is that the top 0.1% was controls an enormous percentage of the overall wealth, so that people are responding as you would predictably expect they would respond. They are revolting. Now you ask me what can be done about it. Obviously, the policymakers are in the pockets of the banks. Then you've got a guy like Ron Paul, who for several years was not even talked about on mainstream media. Now his message is so painfully obvious that you've got folks like Jon Stewart, who has a wildly popular daily show, come out and point out the inconsistency. This guy's being ignored. Why? And so now it's bubbling over, and now you've got the gloves have come off. Now Rick Perry, to raise the bar, is calling Ben Bernanke a tyrant, and things are hopping off, jumping off. Things are getting heated.
Yeah, the system's so scared they're now trying to co-opt it with a guy they know is totally bought and paid for, totally plastic like Rick Perry. He's now, why, it's treacherous. They're treason. But it's all talk. That's how scared they are of Ron Paul, which, again, Ron Paul is a manifestation of the fact that his popularity signifies that people are really starting to wake up. So I want to talk to you, Max, about what's going to happen if we don't beat these bankers and how you think we can beat them. Stay with us.
Optics Planet is calling all hunters, shooters, and outdoorsmen. It's time to gear up. As the best online retailer of rifle scopes, red dot sights, lasers, and other firearm accessories, Optics Planet has a special deal to offer GCN listeners. You may already know OpticsPlanet.com has the best selection of weapon lights, holsters, night vision, binoculars, and tactical gear on the planet. With incredibly low prices, free shipping on most orders, and USA-based phone support, Optics Planet is the online retailer of choice for discerning gun owners and outdoor enthusiasts. Featuring Loophole, Blackhawk, Eotech, Crimson Trace, Night Force, Trigicon, Surefire, over 700 top brands. For a limited time, head to opticsplanet.com/GCN to get a free Streamlight Keymate, the world's most powerful keychain light, with purchase. That's opticsplanet.com/GCN or call 800-332-OPTICS right now to speak with an Optics Planet product specialist. 800-332-6784.
Alex Jones here with vital information concerning our nation's fragile food supply. Folks, there are some truly dangerous trends forming, and I think it's important for my listeners to do three things right away. Number one, study the past. History really does repeat itself. Number two, learn to spot the dangerous food shortage trends. Number three, take decisive action. A perfect storm is brewing, or a global food crisis. That's why I'm telling everyone to read the new book, Rising Prices, Empty Shelves, Warning Signs That Trigger the Deadliest Famines in History. Don't get caught unprepared when the crisis hits. This book is only available at risingprices.emptyshelves.com. You'll also get a free copy of Supermarket Survival, How to Cut Your Grocery Bills in Half. Again, that website is risingprices.emptyshelves.com. That's risingprices.emptyshelves.com.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-800-847-6170. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-800-847-6170. Again, 1-800-847-6170.
The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown.
All right, I know we got loaded phones with police officers and others, and I can take your calls, I guess, here for Max Kaiser. I hate to hang up on people, but we moved on to other topics. So we'll just get to you coming up the next hour, and as you hear callers hang up, if you've got a quick question or comment on the economy for Max Kaiser, it's 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. I'm Alex Jones, of course, with InfoWars.com. So, Max, we're here. We've broken it down historically, what the banking cartel's done. They bought the world through fraudulent derivatives. Now they're telling us that they're our masters because they bought off our politicians and they signed us on to their debts. I mean, it's completely asinine. Their only hope is to somehow sell us on that we're guilty and we owe it. And so now I'm seeing the talking point floated that anybody who's against the Federal Reserve, anybody that wants to audit the Fed, anybody who supports Ron Paul, they're the new terror threat. And Biden is saying they're going to hit us. So it's pretty clear they're getting ready for a false flag to be blamed on the people, maybe an attack against the Federal Reserve or something. And then the stock market drops 2,000 points and they say, oh, Billy Bob Johnson of the Tea Party did it. He's the reason we had a depression. I mean, they're looking for something like that. While at the other angle that you mentioned, they've got Rick Perry coming in trying to co-opt and saying, why, absolutely. Ron Paul says get rid of the Fed. I say arrest them. Of course, that's all talk. But this shows how far the awakening process, the education process has gone. I mean, is this not an incredibly positive sign that people are actually talking about the real problem now, the banker occupation?
Yeah, and on the global level, it's resonating on the central bank level, and it's resonating in Venezuela because they now want 99 tons of gold that's stored for them in London delivered to them, the physical stuff. And here's the great thing about that, is that the Bank of England really outsources that to J.P. Morgan, and J.P. Morgan doesn't have it. So they have to go into the open market to buy it. So Venezuela is doing Visa gold, what we were hoping to do with J.P. Morgan by buying silver. But they're doing it with gold. They're saying, we want all of our gold. But the fact is that the big banks like J.P. Morgan have sold gold that they don't have. And they have to go into the open market to buy the gold. And that's one reason why gold is now getting almost to the point of being in a parabolic upward trajectory where it'll go from 2,000, you know, quite a bit higher rather quickly. Because all these banks that have sold gold that they don't own are being forced to buy in the open market. And when all the players know that there's a forced buyer, then they jump in and they get in front of that front train, and it's self-feeding, and it becomes what's called parabolic, and you have an enormous move.
That's the drum you've been beating for several years, that they're all in there naked shorting silver and gold, and if you take physical possession, that will short-circuit them. Do you think Chavez is grabbing their gold because he knows that there could be a military move against him and a confiscation of it like Gaddafi, or is he doing it to call their bluff?
He wants the gold because he realizes that the paper money era is finished, and he's also nationalizing all the gold mines in Venezuela, and he wants the physical stuff delivered. And this is what's happening around the world. Central banks, for the first time in 30 years, are buying gold. It's remarkable that back in the 2000-2001 period, Gordon Brown, who was the exchequer of the exchange in London at the time, actually sold half of Britain's gold. He sold 300 tons in the open market at what it amounted to $240 an ounce, the historic low for the post-war period. And he just basically got rid of half of Britain's gold. That's the lowest price imaginable. And now he looks like a complete idiot.
Max, stay there. Back in 1 minute.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.